Sure. Okay, great. Next up, I believe, is item 10. Is that right? So eight, I skipped one. Briefing on Natural Leaders Reunion Conference. Al? Didn't mean to skip you there, Al.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Al Bingham, Human Resources Division Director. And I've got to tell you, I don't know if it's possible, but I'm just as excited as Dave and Phil and other guys as they were about the Bass Classic, about this upcoming event that we're having, our Natural Leaders Reunion Conference and Banquet, which will be held July 17th through 19th. Whether you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or a major league sports franchise or even a state agency, one of the key responsibilities of the leadership is to develop and identify the future leadership. About 7 years ago, former executive director Andy Sampson, he recognized that even though the agency had an abundance of talent across the division, across the agency, we needed a more deliberate and organized approach to cultivating our leaders. And so it was with that premise our Natural Leader Program was developed. During his tenure, Mr. Cook has also continued to carry the torch, and the program has flourished. The purpose of this program is to give our highly motivated and ambitious first-line supervisors, our game wardens, our park managers, our fisheries and wildlife biologists, the opportunity to hone their leadership development skills. Since its inception in 2000, we completed 6 natural leader classes and over 140 participants. And I'd like to give ourselves a pat on the back. Back in 2001, we won a state award, Human Resources Innovative Practices Award, for this program. The Natural Leader Program includes it's a year-long program. It includes formal leadership training, which is conducted by the Center for Creative Leadership, which is one of the top nationally known leadership institutions in the country. It includes mentoring by executive staff. Participants are assigned a stretch project of significance to the agency. Another significant part of it is the site visits. We attempt to have our leaders to have a broad awareness of issues across divisional lines. And so they gain this knowledge of operations, diverse operations, as they go on these site visits. At the end of the year's class, the teams present their projects to Mr. Cook and the other deputies. And then there's a formal recognition ceremony. This is a picture of our class 6 on a site visit down to the coast talking about some of the marine issues. This conference, again, is going to be held July 17th and 19th at the Camp Allen Conference Center. And, of course, you all have an open invitation to attend. Serves several purposes. Number one, we want our leaders to continue to grow and hone their leadership skills. We want them to refine their concepts of what it means to be a leader and what it takes to be effective in a leadership position. And we want them to continue to recognize the important role that they play in having a meaningful difference to the organization and the lives of the folks that they lead. We'll have some speakers, and of course it'll wrap up with a banquet dinner, and we'll kick off Class 7. Again, you are all aware of the complexities that the agencies face, and we must ensure that we maintain a cadre of prepared leaders who have the necessary flexibility and vision to help us meet those challenges. And with that, I'll take any questions that you have.
At the quality of leadership we have in this organization, you're doing something right. Thanks, Al.